Today we have a question from Aragovinda Das, and he quotes Sanatana Goswami on the statement that one should hide their confidential relationship with their Ishtadev, with their spiritual master, and should hide their mantra and japa mala. And also Sanatana Das Thakur says, Thakur, hide your love in your heart. And then he says that these two Shastric statements appear to contradict this contradiction of Vyas Puja, of openly and even publishing our Vyas Puja homages to spiritual masters. So he asks, what's the tradition? Why does this tradition exist? And why do devotees write them? And what should be the real mood and motive behind writing and offering Vyas Puja homages to Shiksha and Diksha Gurus? This quote, part of the, or the answer itself, is revealed when it says that don't speak about your Ishtadev, hide your relationship with your Ishtadev. So, what does that really mean? Hide your relationship with Krishna. Krishna's our Ishtadev. Are we supposed to not speak about Krishna? Obviously, that can't be, because scripture says, Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer, our whole business is to be living for glorifying Krishna. But we may have personal realizations, personal interaction, some level of very confidential dealings that we should keep to ourselves. We shouldn't speak those things, but we should certainly glorify Krishna. That's what our life is all about. That's what Krishna consciousness is. And Shastra is full of so many statements about how one must. It's compulsory. That it's compulsory to glorify the Lord. Similarly, there are also statements. We say, the spiritual masters worshipped as good as Krishna. Worshipped as good as means on the same level. Similarly, worshipped as good as means that just like Krishna is glorified, spiritual masters also glorified. Your fame is spread throughout the three worlds. How did spiritual masters' fame get spread throughout the three worlds if no one's talked about it? So yes, both of these things are there, and the essence is that there are some things that you talk about and some things that you don't. Some places you talk, some places you don't. Some circumstances you can speak about spiritual master, others you don't. And Vyas Puja happens to be a universal tradition, Srila Prabhupada teaches us. Where it's the duty of the disciple to glorify the spiritual master and the duty of the spiritual master to accept that glorification. And for that, one may then write offerings, and it's done in our Vaishnava tradition through literature as well as through personal saying, because very often it will be not possible for spiritual master to hear all of the offerings of disciples, but it will be possible for him to read them. And we have Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja book, and or books, because there's more than one now, and we have also for other spiritual masters. Now the question, so that's a suitable time. It's a suited time. And it's even suitable to do that in the temple room, to do that in front of the deities. On the other hand, what is the content that those things should have? Well, there may be some things that are very personal, either very personal instructions, very personal realizations, or interaction. Not everything should be spoken. Therefore, it requires discrimination, and you can't avoid that type of discrimination. So herein it's also stated that, yes, we should keep our secrets to ourselves. Something that's secret you keep to yourself, something that's not secret, you can speak freely. And you should know which of the two is which. And that is what Vyas Puja offering is about. It's about those things which are meant to be heard for everyone, which can be heard for everyone. An example is like husband and wife. A husband may be very affectionate to his wife, and he may speak about her, or vice versa, wife to husband, about husband to other friends, acquaintances, and so on. And even in a public place, someone may talk about his wife, but there's going to be limits to what he's going to talk about, at least I should hope so. What will the things that he'll limit himself to? He'll limit those things that are suitable for public consumption, but he won't talk about, or she won't talk about, intimate exchanges that they have, because that's just between the two of them, and just for the two of them. So in the same way, we need to recognize what are those things that we can speak about and what are those things that we can't speak about. What are the things that we can speak about? One thing that everyone knows they can speak about is tattva. You can speak about the principle of the spiritual master and how the spiritual master fulfills the our individual spiritual master, how he fulfills the description of a bona fide spiritual master described in Shastra. This is very general, and there's no harm in something like that. Should people speak anecdotes? Yes, there's no harm, as long as it stays within that type of thing that should be heard, and it doesn't get into the area of those things which shouldn't be heard by others. So in that instance, then, yes, one may also describe different stories and so on. And even personal realizations, as long as they are acceptable to others, to everyone else. And then finding the proper circumstances, time, and place. For instance, how is it that we are obliged, other than Vyas Puja, to glorify spiritual master? We glorify spiritual master as a tattva, as a principle. When, in giving Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita, speaking to others, then we naturally come across the principle of the guru, or the spiritual master. How you have to accept the spiritual master in principle, how one has to surrender to a spiritual master, and so on, and so on. So this is glorifying the spiritual master, but here we're not glorifying a specific spiritual master, but we're glorifying tattva. It's inappropriate at that time in the middle of a class for someone to all of a sudden start talking about his spiritual master when it becomes general. Perhaps there may be such appropriate circumstances, but generally, if Srila Prabhupada in the purport is talking about the principle, then we also stick to the principle. Then we glorify the guru. So here is glorification of the guru that's done in public, which is acceptable. There's also glorification that's unacceptable. For instance, when, without invitation, Vyas Puja is a traditional invitation to glorify one's personal spiritual master. When without invitation, as I mentioned, for instance, at a Bhagavatam class, not a suitable time, or even I'm talking with someone, some other devotee, and rather than talking about the importance of accepting a spiritual master, I preach in such a way that I'm trying to direct someone to my spiritual master, inappropriate, telling them how good my spiritual master is, how better he is than some other spiritual master. So that's called proselytizing. That also should not be done. It's not within the realm of glorifying one's own spiritual master, and it's not for others to do. Others should come to their own conclusion by themselves. So that's inappropriate glorification, as would be in a class. And we need to have the discrimination whereby we're very clear about what it is that can be done and what it is that it can't. On the other hand, if, for instance, someone invites me to their home, or if there's a home gathering or any gathering, the gathering of Vaishnavas, and the devotees specifically want invite someone, yes, we would like you to speak about your spiritual master. Then especially if the devotees want to hear about their own spiritual master from someone, then that's an acceptable forum to speak about the guru. But there will always be things that's suitable and always things that are not suitable. One needs to know what it is that one should come. And particularly here, this Rahu Prema Ridaya Bhagira. Loving relationship, affectionate things, those would come more into the realm of something that's very personal. And therefore, generally, devotees keep things in a general context when making such type of things. They don't necessarily reveal or become disclose their own internal feelings. Although we see Srila Prabhupada on like one appearance day of Bhakti, or appearance day of Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur, when it was obvious that he was very emotional. But generally Srila Prabhupada was very guarded about these things. Even sometimes when people would ask, I do that also, sometimes people ask, can you tell something about your personal relationship with Srila Prabhupada? I feel uncomfortable. And it's just in the middle of some Mr. Ghosty or some class. And to whom? If I'm talking to Govinda Maharaj, then we talk openly. If I'm talking to a bhakta, then I don't disclose such things at all. I say, well, some other time, and we just move on. So, yes, there's room. We must glorify not only at Vyas Puja, but at other times, our spiritual masters. But we have to know when and how to do that. Like the same way as with Krishna. The offense of the holy name is to preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless. Means you speak about someone and something according to their level of realization and ability to accept things and the circumstances demand. Hare Krishna.